In our previous year, we began a discussion. The words of our Tana Harotzel Hachkim Yasik Bedinim Mamnis. Ravadi Yosef in a tshuva in Shalos Tshuva Shabia Omer Chelik Dalid Yerideya Simen Yudches quotes a chidah. He says, the Chidah and the Shiurei Bracha, Simen Reish Mem Beis, Sifkaten Ches, says that he, as he traveled the world, we know that the Chidah traveled the world, and he found that in Orei Ashkenaz, in the European countries, they appointed different Rabbonim with different expertise. There were Rabbonim who were experts in Hilchus Gittin, there were Rabbonim that were experts in Hilchus Mamonis, there were Rabbonim that were experts in Hilchus Kashrus. He says, and this is a minig v'sikin, to find this different experts for different areas of halacha. And he says that actually there's a precedence for this already in the Gemara Masechet Gittin, Daf Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Rav Achi have Memuna Agiti. The Gemara Masechta Chulin, Daf Nun Heyo Mebeis, says that they asked a Shaila in Hilchos Treifus, Ashkechon Shaltinu L'Rabbonin Trufoi. And Rashi explains, Moirei Hayro Ala Treifus. They were experts in Hilchos Kashrus. And he says, moreover, we know there's a rule throughout Shas that the Gemara says that we halach kishmu b'dinei u'kurabi surei. We paskin like Shmuel when it comes to Hilchus Mamonis, and we paskin like Rab when it comes to Hilchus Issev Heter. And the reason he explains is because Shmuel was an expert in Hilchus Mamonis, and Rab was an expert in Hilchus Issev Heter. That's why the Gemara calls Rab a losser. El Isser, when you had a Shaila of Isser v'Heter, you went to Rav. And Shmuel became an expert in Hilchos Dinei Mamonis. Why did he become an expert in Hilchos Dinei Mamonis? So he says, he quotes the Gemara that we're learning our Mishnah, Harotze Shiachim Yasek B'Dinei Mamonis, Shein L'chom Mekzoi B'Toyri Yois Mehen, Vein Kamayin Hanoveya. Shmuel spent a lot of time and energy learning Hilchus Dinei Mamonis. And because he spent so much time learning Hilchus Dinei Mamonis, he became the one that we paskin like when it comes to Hilchus Dinei Mamonis. The Gemara, he says, in Masechta Horius, Daf Yud Gimel Amebeis, says, Rav Shimon Gamliel was the Nasi, Ramei was the Chochem, and Rav Nosson was the Ad Bezdin. So he says that, what are these three different positions? Nasi, Chochem, Ad Bezdin. So he says, the Gemara, in many places, specifically in the Bavis, says there of Nosson Daina v'Nochis L'Umka D'Dina. Nosson was the Dayan that was able to get into the depth of the Dinei Torah. And because he was able to get into the depths of Dinei Torah, so explains Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal that although perhaps we can make an argument that the Abesdin is the Rosh Bezdin, the Chochem is the Rosh Yeshiva, still, with all of the reasons that they should be appointed to those positions, it doesn't change that Rav Nosson was the Dayan. Because as we're learning in our Shiurim now, Harotze L'Hachkim, Yasek B'Dinei Mamonis, one has to delve into the halachas of Dinei Mamonis. And in order to delve into the halachas of Dinei Mamonis, one has to become an expert in them. And one has to devote his life to understanding that they should spend their time in Dinei Mamonos. And actually, he goes on to quote a mashal that the Gemara in Masechta Ksubos, the end of Masechta Ksubos, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, says that when Rebbe was leaving the world, he said, Shimon ben Yochachim, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Nasi. He says, Ramei Yochachim, Rav Na... Why was he saying? What he was saying is that even though Shimon ben Yochachim and Shimon ben Gani should therefore continue in the position of paskening, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, somebody else is the Nasi. Only somebody who devotes his life to learning what he's supposed to learn in the way he's supposed to learn can be appointed to the position that he is worthy for. And he continues to explain that therefore when it comes to paskening shailus, particularly when it comes to shailus of Dinei Mamonos, it should not be just somebody whose father was a Rav. It has to be someone who has devoted his life to learning Hilchos Dinei Mamonos. Only he has the right to paskin these types of shailus. And in fact, I saw a very interesting tshuva for a Moshe Tzal in the Shailos Tshuvos Igros Moshe Choshen Mishpat Chelek Beis Siman Samaches. Apparently, there was some government official who posed a question to Rav Moshe regarding the appropriateness of passing a death penalty. So Moshe begins by complimenting the person, he doesn't identify him by name, by complimenting the person who asks him this question for recognizing the Chochmas HaTorah that he obviously feels Rav Moshe learned Shas and Shulchan Aruch and Rambam, and therefore is properly able to answer this question. And Rav Moshe begins by saying that absolutely we find in the Torah that under a number of situations, the Torah teaches us that one who does an Aveira, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Tomim, he is Chayiv Misa. But Rav Moshe says, when Beis Din, on the rare occasion, did decide that someone, Rachmanu Litzlan, is Chayiv Misa, Beis Din did not do it. The Torah's attitude is not because we want to eradicate bad from the world. Not because we hate bad. On the contrary, the only reason is because if that's the purpose, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take care of what the world the way he feels fit. It's only to teach people, it's only as a deterrent to prevent people from doing what's wrong. So if we take that approach, it seems Rav Moshe says, so nowadays also, perhaps we should have the death penalty to serve as a deterrent. But on the other hand, says Rav Moshe, Chazal, the Torah, value every life. And therefore, who were the people that were appointed to paskin the Shias, to sit in the Sanhedrin? Only people, as the words of Rav Moshe, Ela gedoylin b'yoysa b'chochmas ha-Torah, people who excelled in the Chochmas HaTorah, the Gam Gedolim B'Shar Chochmas, and also are great in all areas of Chochma, V'Yein Anovim Ma'od, they're very humble, V'Yireh Hashem Yizbarach, they have tremendous Yireh Hashem, V'Soinei Mammon, they're not after the money, V'Oyavei Hemes, they love the truth, V'Ahuvim B'Rias, and they're loved by people, Shehein Bali Toiva, the people who'd like to do Toivas for other people, V'Nefesh Shvela, they're Edel, V'Chavrosan Toiva, they're people who are good company, V'Deburan Umasim B'Nachas and Brias, the way they act with other people is so nice, V'Loy Shum Gnai, V'Loy Shum Sham Re'olayim, there's nothing bad that's said about them, V'Rachmanim B'Yoyser, and they have a lot of the midas of Rachmanis. And therefore the halacha says, Ramosh, is that an elderly person who forgot what it means to bring up children is not important to a Beis Din. A person who doesn't have children and doesn't have that feeling of compassion is not put on a Beis Din. Ramosh continues saying that even when you have a people with all of these wonderful characteristics, you have to have, as we're going to learn in Masechet Sanhedrin, 23 members on the Beis Din. And more than that, as we're going to learn in Masechet Sanhedrin, when the Sanhedrin is in session, they had three rows of individuals who were gedolim b'Torah. They weren't ready to be appointed to the Sanhedrin, but they were great Talmidei Chachamim sitting there to make sure that the Sanhedrin were passing properly. And certainly, Ramosha says, we never paskin based on circumstantial evidence. We always have to know who the Edom were. We have to know there was proper Hasra. Only when all of these factors come together, and where was the Sanhedrin? And even if there's a Sanhedrin, if there's a Beis Din not by the Beis HaMikdash, but only when the Sanhedrin is sitting by the Lishkas HaGozes and have infused in them the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, can you have a Sanhedrin elsewhere? That's the circumstances when you could paskin Dinei Mamnes. Of course, Ramosha goes back, says that doesn't mean that I'm saying you shouldn't paskin with the death penalty when people think that it's going to serve as the proper deterrent. But the point I'm trying to make from these tshuvas is that we see what did Chazal want of a Dayan? What did Chazal want of a Rav? As our Mishnah says, Haroitzah Shalahachim Yasik B'Dinei Mamnes. You have to be a Yasik. After the person who gets involved in the Dinei Mamnes and begins to become a better person, he could be the Rav, he could be the Dayan.